give us this day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Thursday of the second Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 11.
And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn, and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this, what David did when he himself was an hungered, and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests alone? And he said unto them, That the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus.
The Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. Now it might seem strange for Jesus to say that the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. It would seem as if it would be obvious that God was the Lord of the Sabbath. Maybe it would be less obvious that he was actually Lord of the human body and could heal it, but you expect the Jews to understand that he was Lord of the Sabbath. The problem was that under the human laws that had been added to God's law, the Jews had difficulty in seeing God. The Jewish leaders had taken God's holy day and obscured its meaning by their own inventions, so much so that Jesus had to remind everyone that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Those foolish Jews, I'm so glad we're not like them. Imagine thinking that the Sabbath was more important than people. I hate to bring it up, but maybe there are some things in our life that are like the Sabbath for the Jews. I'll bet if you think hard enough, you may even find some in your life. Are there some things in your life that you think are the most important, but that you also think of as self-governing apart from God? Are there things in your life that you treat as so sacrosanct that even God himself dare not intrude? For the Jews, the Sabbath had become an authority that was independent of God, a tyrant that had to be obeyed at all costs, but that was often obeyed with only an oblique reference to God himself, who is the point of the Sabbath and every other day and every other part of creation. At least the Jews, in their treatment of the Sabbath, were starting with the worship that God had ordained. Strict Sabbatarianism, in which all amusements and any kind of work whatsoever are forbidden, and which take the joy out of the Lord's day, creates a similar problem of having a distortion of the Lord's good gifts obscure the Lord himself. But too often we take the ordinary parts of creation and of our lives and turn them into the law and a slave driver. I must make sure that all of my kids get to go to all of the events that I think should fill up their lives, even though it means that we will never eat a common meal together or have family devotions, or even miss Lord's Day worship, I must obey. I must devote all of the time not specifically assigned to working for a living to pursuing fun, because having fun is the prime directive. Even if fun stops being fun, and even if it means I have to forego opportunities to serve others, I must obey. The problem with all of our man-made laws and ways of living without God is that, like the man in Luke 6, we all have withered hands. Without God, our hands are weak and paralyzed or atrophied or palsied toward doing the things he has created them to do. Miraculously, however, they find strength to do the things we want to do with them. It's actually worse than just a problem with our hands. Our brains send our hands the wrong messages about what they should be doing, and of course it all begins with a bad heart. So what is the cure to Sabbatarianism of all kinds, in which we take the good gifts of God and obscure their intended use and obscure God himself by making them a law unto themselves? Stretch out your hand. That's the cure. Offer God your hand, that he might take it in his own. Offer your hand as a pledge of not only your hand, but also your arm, and not only your arm, but your body, your mind, and your soul. Offer up your hand to God as an extension and symbol of yourself and your life. St. Ambrose said, "Then you heard the words of the Lord saying, stretch forth your hand. That is the common and universal remedy. You who think that you have a healthy hand, beware lest it is withered by greed or by sacrilege. Hold it out often. Hold it out to the poor person who begs you. Hold it out to help your neighbor, to give protection to a widow, to snatch from harm one whom you see subjected to unjust insult. Hold it out to God for your sins. The hand is stretched forth, then it is healed. Jeroboam's hand withered when he sacrificed to idols, then it stretched out when he entreated God. Take all of the old wine of your life, pack it up in your old wineskins, and offer it up to God. Offer it all to God without reservation, without clinging to yourself, that he might strengthen the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed." Hebrews 12:12.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.